It's Thanksgiving Sunday. As you can see, there is a beautiful decoration. Father God has great talent, right? Look at these beautiful, you know, fruits in different colors. Father God, you know, gave us beautiful fruits. According to time, you know, God sends rain, sunlight. Father God works greatly for us. And I'd like to give thanks to those, you know, who decorated the altar with these beautiful fruits. So thank you again. And I hope that Father God is pleased with this, and I hope you are pleased with them too. Celebrating Thanksgiving Day, I like to think about this. We use the Thanksgiving a lot, especially Christians. But, you know, in a communist country, you know, they don't use the word, you know, thanks much, as much as we do, because, you know, they don't have, you know, thanks in their society. Since we are, so I give thanks for the situation that we are living in this, you know, a democracy world. How important Thanksgiving is. Well, I would like to start this message with the story of a siren. There was an island of Siren, and sailors were tempted by those in the mermaids' songs. And then they commit suicide, like falling into the ocean. So their ship got wrecked. The hero, a Greek hero, you know, one had to, you know, pass the island of Siren to find the golden, you know, feather, right? And he succeeded. He passed the island of Siren. Why? And how? Well, when, you know, ships are close to, when ships were approaching the island of Siren, and then there was a song of the mermaids, right? However, and this time, the Greek hero, you know, took in the Orpheus, who would play the harp. And he played the harp much more beautiful than the song of the mermaids, of the siren. So, the sailors and soldiers of the ship didn't get tempted by the song of siren mermaids. So they could pass it, and they succeeded. Well, but I would like to apply this story to our days. In our lives, we give thanks. And that thanks play like the harp of Orpheus. And an irritation, complaint is against the thanksgiving, right? And I would say they are the songs of Siren. No matter how beautiful complaint and irritations are, you know, our thanksgiving is much more powerful than them. So, I think thanksgiving is very powerful. And how powerful this thanksgiving is in this harsh life, preventing you from, you know, being destructed, just like the harp of Orpheus. Let me tell you this in three things. First, thanksgiving is the state of the art, you know, high technology offensive weapon, and that overcomes despair. Well, let me tell you a story. I think I introduced this lady, Yi Ji-sun, because of the drunken driver. You know, she, her car collided, but and the car was on fire, but she was saved. And then she wrote this book. And in her book, you know, she was passing the valley of, you know, death. And she overcame it with thanks. And how she overcame it with thanks, let me explain it through in her story. In 2000, she got in a car accident, and she was in a high, you know, intensive care unit. I was told that, you know, it was the year there was a medical workers, in the medical workers in the trouble. So anyway, so because of the problem of the hospital, there was no doctor in charge for about like 4 months. You know, because of the pain all over her body, you know, she couldn't live a day with ease. Like, you know, she had to live along with the pain. And then, like, you know, she put in the gauzes on her body, wet gauze, you know, with bandage, 4 times a day. When she got the injection, the painkiller, you know, she could endure the pain for 3 hours. So she took the painkiller 3 times a day. So she could endure the pain about 9 hours. But the other, like, you know, she could endure the pain for only for 9 hours out of 24 hours. But, you know, the doctors didn't give her more, you know, painkiller than 4 times a day. Because, I mean, 3 times a day, because, you know, they worried about, you know, for her to be, you know, addicted. So doctor said, if you take this painkiller too much, you know, you may be addicted to it, and you may be dependent on this in the drug. So, you know, she and her parents were very sensitive to that, you know, painkiller. Because, you know, she needed that painkiller, but later on, after she took so many, you know, painkillers, she couldn't, you know, recognize whether she could endure it because of the painkiller, or she could endure it because the, you know, pain got, you know, less painful. And she was asking herself every day, every night, you know, what is pain, what is life, and what is death, and what should I do with this life? Everything became, you know, vague. So it was a miracle for her to survive from that accident. But she was in the middle of dark, long tunnel. It was a very tough life. So, like, because, you know, she couldn't close her eyes. Okay? Because, you know, her eyelids got burned, so she couldn't close her eyes. So to get sleep, she had to put on a some kind of, you know, some eye cover. In the morning, then discharge came out from her eyes, and she had to, you know, and wipe it out. And that kind of discharge came out from all over her body. And then whenever she moves her body, you know, this discharge came out. So anyway, she had to eat. So her mother fed her, right? And then the discharge from her face mixed with the rice, and it came into her, in the mouth. But, you know, she and her, you know, mother couldn't help it. She had to eat it to survive, right? So that was so, that's, you know, so terrible situation, right? Her mother later said that it was not something a man can deal with. But, you know, she had to survive. So one day, her mother got an idea and asked her this: let's find one reason to give thanks a day. Let's write it. I think that will help us to survive. You know, whatever they could see was the reason to complain. But her mother asked her to find one reason a day to give thanks. But wonderfully, she could find reasons. For example, for the first time, she walked to her restroom on her own feet, by her leg. You know, when you were hospitalized, sometimes, you know, if it's serious, you cannot go to restroom on your own. You have to take somebody's help to go to restroom, right? It's too painful. However, when she went to the restroom for the first time after the accident by her own legs, she gave thanks. When she could use spoon and feed herself with her left hand, she was thankful. She gave thanks. She was fed by her mother. It was first time to use her own left hand and feed herself. I believe, you know, you should give thanks when you use your hand to feed yourself. She couldn't, first time when she could hold on to the doorknob. You know, she couldn't twist her hand to open the doorknob. She couldn't even hold it. However, she happened to grab it and twist it to open the door. When she did it for the first time, she gave thanks. When she could, you know, put buttons through the holes on her shirt, she gave thanks. And it was terrible for her. It was too hard for her to, you know, do so, right? When she could walk up a few stairs, she gave thanks. When she could make an eye contact with her family, she gave thanks. Her legs were fine. Her legs didn't hurt. So I'm so thankful for, you know, having this leg not hurt. So thank you. You may wonder, how can she give thanks for such things? Well, she couldn't move her body at all, not even her finger. But then she was able to move even a little finger, her hand, her leg. Whatever is left for her, she gave thanks for them. So we can see that, you know, she was walking the very bottom of the valley of death. And she said this, in the beginning, when my mother asked me to find one reason to give thanks, I just barely find it. But from some moment, that confession that I gave went into my ear, and that went through my heart, and that thanksgiving becomes my true thanksgiving from the bottom of my heart. So, the one who gave me this reason for thanksgiving will another reason for thanksgiving tomorrow. That's what she thought. And she made this confession. Thanksgiving gave me peace to my heart that the painkiller could never give to me. Even though those were, you know, trivial reasons for thanksgiving, it made her find tomorrow and hope for tomorrow. So, got out of the ICU, she came back home. She thought it would be beautiful to come home. However, it was more painful than staying in hospital. I think I told you last time, she transplanted this new skin on her face. However, that transplanted skin got shrunk. And she had to put on the lotion and oil. Otherwise, you know, it would be too itching and she had to scratch it. About a month later after she came home, she was finally able to shut her mouth up. You know, it's easy for you to, you know, shut your mouth up, right? Close your mouth. But because of the burning scar, you know, her upper lips and lower lips could not shut down. Do you know what happens? You know, the liquid will come out from your, you know, your mouth if you cannot, you know, close your mouth. So she had to put lots of, towels to wipe out those, you know, liquid from her mouth. However, she found she could, you know, close her mouth. So she was so thankful. You know, you cannot make B or P sound, okay? So you cannot pronounce brother. You cannot, you only can pronounce rather. But one day she was able to pronounce brother because she could close her mouth. And then one day, her brother, you know, shouted for joy. Why? Because through the new transplanted skin, eyebrow came out. You don't care about your eyebrow, right? It's always there. However, she was so thankful. Her brother was so thankful. Why? Because through that new transplanted skin, the eyebrow came out. Which means that transplanted skin is well adapted to her own skin. She was so overjoyed. It was so thus, you know, so, you know, she got so despaired, okay? And she started to give thanks to overcome it. But from time after time, even though she was in the middle of a dark tunnel, she was able to walk out from the tunnel. She thought she was abandoned in the middle of desert or wilderness. But she found a road. Someone made a road for her. So when she started to give thanks, she started to realize the touch of God's love. She got in an accident in 2000, and she wrote this book in 2010. For 10 years, her entire family gave thanks, and they realized that thanksgiving can make miracles. So her entire family always find reasons for thanksgiving, at least one a day. And she said, it is a habit. So even, you know, even though it was a terrible situation, thanksgiving make you find a miracle in any given situation. And second, gratitude is a shortcut to enrich your life. As you live your life, sometimes you can find people who give you, you know, hard feelings or ill feelings. Sometimes it's hard to find, to embrace those people. You know, you learn to embrace them. It's hard. But if you give thanks, it will give you strength to embrace them. If you got no greed, you can give thanks. Okay? Because even if you got nothing, you can give thanks. So, when you have no greed, you can give thanks. And it will give you, that thanksgiving will give you gift. It's a present. Here's a story. It is a story of Pastor An Am Ung. You know, he is doing his ministry in Fayetteville in North Carolina in the States. He wrote the book, In the Secret of 100 Thanksgiving. And the city of Fayetteville is the city of, you know, soldiers. And there was an American soldier who married to a Korean lady. And then, you know, and then those, you know, Korean ladies started a church. So, Pastor An, you know, doing his ministry in this church for a Korean community in that, in the city of Fayetteville. And there was a senior deaconess And she had a so strong character, and she kicked out the three pastors before Pastor An. In the beginning, Pastor An and she had a good relationship in the beginning. However, they happened to quarrel and argued over something. Well, Pastor An tried to get over it, but you know, that senior deaconess, rejected it, and they couldn't have communication. And then Pastor An later on damaged spiritually. So she couldn't even sleep well. She had, nightmares. So she decided, and Pastor An decided to leave the church after 3-day fasting. On the last day of fasting, she heard the voice in her heart. He heard the voice in her heart. Why do you just hate without giving thanks? He was surprised. He didn't realize that he hated the senior deaconess. He thought he was just a victim. But the voice in his heart told him that he didn't give thanks. So he started to write down things and reasons to give thanks for that senior deaconess. For about 3 hours, he could write down 50 reasons. It's great to find the 50 reasons, right? But, those were not the reasons that he could, find from the depths of his heart. But, since he started, he wanted to fill up, 100 reasons. So when he was 80, he couldn't think of any. However, he had a strong pride. I would surely fill up 100 reasons, the list of 100 reasons for Thanksgiving for her. And he found something changed in his heart. Even though he did it reluctantly, when he was looking for some good things about that senior deaconess, well, she had these good things, but why didn't I notice it? Why did I hate her? Then he realized that he was putting on the eyeglasses in the name of hatred. So anyway, he decided to leave the church. So he gave a 3-day fasting, and the Holy Spirit gave her voice to write down 100 reasons for Thanksgiving. But while he was writing, he found something changed in his heart. Now, he couldn't give that list to the senior deaconess directly, face to face. So he drove a car to her house and put that list in the mailbox before her house. And he came back. And he heard nothing. So Friday passed, Saturday passed, and there was a Sunday. Senior deaconess surely comes to church, and Pastor An has to deliver the message, right? So he greeted all those members, welcoming those people in the door of the church. Now, Senior Deaconess made eye contact with Pastor An, and she lifted her arms and said, she said like this, "Who are you? I tried so hard to kick you out of this church, but you gave me a list of 100 Thanksgiving reasons? As I read your letter, I cried. I almost bumped into a car." Now, Pastor An and Senior Deaconess became a great duo in the church. Pastor An realized the power of Thanksgiving. That Thanksgiving changed Senior Deaconess. There was a Yoo Jimi, who is a journalist for the Thanksgiving newspaper. But she is a better known as the First Lady than a journalist. The First Lady. You may be curious, right? Why she called herself First Lady? Let me tell you a story. She graduated from university. She got a job in the Thanksgiving newspaper. But her job title was bookkeeper. She was not satisfied with her job. She complained. She didn't like her position. So she said, I would like to go to bank. I would like to go to post office. And she became absent. And then she wandered around. And when she was absent, other co-workers had to take care of her job, right? And they started to, ridiculed her, called her by the name of, banker or post officer. Anyhow, she wanted to be recognized by others. However, as time passed by, she became alienated. But she found a chance. She was a reporter of the Thanksgiving newspaper. And when Pastor An Na-moon gave a speech, and then she heard him, she heard his speech, and she was touched by the speech. Especially when Pastor An said like this, she was touched. We have a torch in our heart, but that torch is inside the jar, so it doesn't shine. When you give thanks, the jar is broken, the torch will shine. So we have a bright torch inside our heart, but it is covered, it is inside of a jar. When you give thanks, the jar can be broken. But then she was touched by his speech, and she started to give thanks one at least a day. But she couldn't do it. She couldn't find any reasons for Thanksgiving. So she started to write down on her note whenever she found a reason, every day. She was concentrating to find reasons for Thanksgiving. And she started to look back on herself. Since she was a Christian, she looked back on herself. Then her face got changed. She looked very cold, right? She was very sharp, but her face got gentle, a smile. Many people said, you look pretty. One day, someone asked her, how could you become pretty? And the people around her said, Reporter Yu is writing in the 100 Reasons for Thanksgiving. Since then, she has become pretty. When she heard it, she didn't say anything, but the CEO of the newspaper company asked her to give a speech. Then she delivered this speech, how she was changed. Now, no more, the people called her a banker or a post officer. But then her speech got great hits and became the speaker of Thanksgiving. But there was one thing that bothered her. That was her mother. This reporter Yu had a so strong ego. She was gentle outside, but when she comes home, she becomes very strong character. So her mother didn't like her. But reporter Yu thought herself a good daughter because she studied well. She didn't get in any accident. She graduated university. She got a job, and she gave money. She gave carnations on the parents' day. So she did her duty. That's what she thought. But my mother is the one who had the problems. So she's the assailant, and I'm the victim. That's what she thought. However, her mother thought the same thing. She thought, she is the victim and her daughter is the assailant. One day, reporter Yu found her name. on her cell phone. But it was not her name. I'm sorry to say this, but her name was recorded as a bitch on the cell. So she got angry. See, my mother has a trouble. She doesn't give thanks. So she asked her mother to give thanks every day. So one day on the cafe, you know, she sent text message to her mother. Mom, it is a day with a beautiful coffee aroma. You know, how would you react when you receive this text message from your daughter? Well, the mother said, what aroma? It stings. That was a text message. Now, reporter, you lost heart. You know what? My mother cannot help it. My mother will not change. But she was hurt. So she asked her mother to write 100 reasons for Thanksgiving. She didn't realize that her mother would do so. Then she also wrote down 100 reasons for Thanksgiving, for to give thanks to her mother. Well, 20-30 was okay, because, you know, you can find, you know, many reasons. You know, she gave her birth and she changed her diapers, and easily she found 20 or 30. However, it wasn't easy after that. So she was remembering her past, and she tried to find reason to give thanks to her. Suddenly, she got this. My family I love most, but it is my family that hurt my heart most. But I remembered my hurts, and I hated my mom and complained. However, as I was writing Thanksgiving reason, I could remember all those things that my mother did and how she sacrificed herself. Then I realized that she loves most is me. But I gave her the biggest hurt and wound. When she wrote 100 reasons for Thanksgiving, she realized this. She realized that she was the assailant and her mother was the victim. She realized it. So she wrote this. I remember the first day that I went to ballet class led by my mom. I was so happy to dance. So thank you. My mom was busy, so she bought me a lunch instead of making a lunch. And she brought me lunch, but I complained. Later, I realized that it was her best when I got a job. Because I was busy, I didn't find time to make lunch. So thank you. When I was drunk, my mom rebuked me. But I told her what happened, and she stopped rebuking, and she said she was sorry. And she wrote down 100 reasons until dawn. And just like Pastor An did, she gave this list to her mother. What happened? They cried, embracing each other. They made up each other. And they become beautiful mother and daughter to each other. Later, her name was changed on her mother's phone from bitch to first lady. Beautiful story, isn't it? Now, you can see how treasure, you know, her mother, how her mother treasures in her daughter. Now, gratitude upgrades me as the one that the world cannot afford. We can find many people in the Bible who gave thanks. Think about Daniel. If you read Daniel chapter 6, Daniel was, envied by two other ministers, and he was wrongfully accused. And the king signed a decree that was a decree that, you know, anyone who pray except king, to anyone except the king, would be thrown into the lion's den. But Daniel knew that why the decree was signed, how the decree was made. But Daniel didn't complain against those other ministers before the king. If you read Daniel chapter 6, verse 10, it says, "Now when Daniel knew that the document was signed, he entered his house. Now in his roof chamber, he had windows open toward Jerusalem. And he continued kneeling on his knees 3 times a day, praying and giving thanks before his God, as he had been doing previously." Praying and giving thanks. You know, he was in a captive, but he prayed to God without skipping a day. 3 times a day, he knelt down and prayed to God. And then, you know, but because of this, you know, he was, you know, accused. But according to his habit, he prayed. He was well over 80. He came to Babylon at the age of 15. But for his entire life, he prayed with that window open toward Jerusalem. Instead of, you know, complaining before king, he just prayed, just as he used to. At the age of 80, how could I be put into a lion's den? He didn't complain like this. He just prayed. We don't know how he prayed, but, you know, he prayed and he gave thanks to God. You know, probably he gave thanks to God for, you know, making him survive in the foreign land, foreign country. So what happened? He survived in the lion's den. And those who wrongfully accused Daniel were put into a lion's den, and they were eaten by lions, even to their bones. And if you read the Bible, the King Darius was nervous because, you know, he loved, you know, Daniel. But, you know, after that, you know, even after that incident, he was even greatly more loved by King Darius, and his life was prosperous. So there was no condition to give thanks. But even if he was put into a lion's den, you know, Daniel gave thanks for that. Even though the siren song, the song of sirens were so beautiful, you know, there was a harp of Orpheus. So it was something that a normal man can do. But, you know, since he depended on Father God, absolutely, you know, he just gave thanks no matter what. He didn't even try to avoid the situation. And the Father God knew his heart and blessed him. The title of this message is Thanksgiving is Our Meal. You may wonder, what kind of title is that? Let me tell you why this is the title. Well, there is a man in Japan who was recognized as the one who made Jesus known to Japanese most. He is Mizuno Genzo. At the age of 11, he got paralyzed. Her entire body got paralyzed. He had to lie down. He lost his speaking ability. He couldn't go to the restroom by his own leg. He just lay down. He couldn't even speak because his entire body got paralyzed. But how could she write those beautiful poems? Well, 4 years later, there was a pastor by the name of Miao, and his family was evangelized thanks to that pastor. And Mizuno Genzo started to read the Bible, and while reading the Bible, you know, his mother put the one Bible page on the ceiling, And because, you know, he could blink his eyes and he could move his eyeball and he could smile. That's all he could do. But, you know, he was full of thanks after reading the Bible. And then, you know, but he couldn't write down, Well, the book explains. His mother put the alphabet, like A, E, E, O, U, right? When her mother was, you know, pointing the each letter, then, you know, he blinked his eye. Then, you know, she wrote the letter. He had to continue this over and over to write down a one poem. Now, by the help of, you know, his mother, he was able to write. One word becomes, words became in a sentence, sentence became in a poem. Those poems were so beautiful, so pure. Those who read those pure poems were touched. And he passed by in 1984. For 47 years, he wrote four books. First one was The Grace Was Enough, Commit Yourself to the Lord, I Am What I Am by the Grace of God, Toward the Heaven. He wrote these four books. And among those four books, there was one best in the poem collections. That's the title of the book is Thanksgiving is Our Meal. You had breakfast this morning, right? And at lunch, you gotta eat noodle, right? Everybody can eat meal. You will eat your meal at least twice or three times a day, right? Thanksgiving should become like eating a meal. That's what you gotta do every day. That's what that means. In his book, he couldn't read. I mean, he couldn't move, right? In his small room, he lied down, and then 47 years later, he passed away. But he became the Christian who made the greatest influence over many Japanese Christians. I believe, you know, his pure poems touched many hearts. Because, you know, he couldn't speak, right? Thanks to his mother, he was able to communicate and write down. And he always wanted to say thank you to those visitors. He wanted to call God, you know, Father, Father. But he couldn't do it. It was his greatest wish to call God Father. So let me introduce in a couple of in his poems. I didn't choose Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ chose me, who is unworthy. I didn't find him, but Jesus Christ found me, who is unworthy. I didn't love Jesus Christ, but Jesus Christ loved me, who is unworthy. He loved me first. Second one, yesterday and today. Inside this small room, yesterday and today, I could see, hear, and feel the grace of God. Inside the small room, he could see it, just like the small swallows. Swallows who miss the island in southern country. I miss my home country in heaven. Just like they, you know, strengthen their wings, I would like to prepare myself to go to heaven. Just like those swallows, I will follow the Lord. Here is another poem. His mother passed away before he passed away. So thinking of his mother, he wrote this. Somewhere, I could hear fallen leaves. The smell of burning fallen leaves. But I couldn't wipe out the look of my mother and his tears, her tears and her prayers. As I read in his poems, I cried. If you can imagine what kind of situation he was in when he wrote these poems, you can find how powerful Thanksgiving is. He was even a small room. He made the greatest influence over Japanese Christians. Let me conclude this message. Even if you give thanks, your situation will not change overnight. However, when you give thanks, you yourself can change. Your heart will be flourished and your viewpoint will change. Jesus Christ is our Lord. If you put down your root in heaven, you will not fall down in any storm or typhoon or hurricane. Why? Because you have so many reasons to give thanks. You can give thanks because you go to heaven. In any difficulties, you believe that everything's worked for good. Father God will work like that, as written in Romans 8:28, so you can give thanks. Third, God tells us to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in everything. By the grace of God, we can give thanks. Where someone said, gratitude, gratification, and grace in Roman, in Gratia. Some people say it's three trunks with one root. Because gratitude, gratification, and grace, they all have the same root. Gratitude is thanks, right? And gratification is joy. And grace, Gratia, they all have the same, root. This is the will of God. Thanksgiving will get you out of the valley of death. It will make your life flourish. It will make you something that the whole world cannot overcome. So, God tells us that it is His will. Rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in everything. Someone say, this beautiful rose has too many thorns. Or some others say, even though it has so many thorns, the flower is so beautiful. Thank you. What are you? Can you give thanks? Or would you complain? We received grace from Father God. He sacrificed His own Son for us. Why? Because we look so lovely to His eyes. We receive such grace. So what is the reason you cannot give thanks? Even you have to die right now. If you give thanks at this situation, your life will be blessed.
Hallelujah, Almighty Father God of love. Please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local sanctuaries, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and internet all over the world. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues, and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy, devil, and Satan, all diseases, germs, and viruses, and infirmities go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. All epidemic diseases such as colds and fever go away from them. Protect them, Father, from any kind of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's disease, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from the polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes. Let the deaf come to hear and let the mute begin to speak. Heal accidents after effects. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues, and cells and bring the dead back to life. Bless them to conceive a baby. Father, please give them blessing to conceive a baby. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their homes and business, and their work with the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with heavenly hosts and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they may do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, "I have met and experienced God and received His answers and blessings." Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.